It's Inventor's Day in honor of the birthday of Thomas Alva Edison. Here's Rita Smith with a Found Again essay.
Thomas Edison was a boy born asking questions, but when his parents sent him to school at the age of 7 1/2, he found few answers. Sitting at a desk all day memorizing facts and repeating them out loud was not an effective approach to learning for Tom. He hated school, and after he had been there 3 months, he overheard the teacher telling someone that the youngest Edison boy was addled. This made Tom so angry that he ran home and told his mother he was never going to school again. His mother, who certainly didn't believe her son was addled, decided to teach him at home. She taught him reading, writing, and arithmetic, and gave him books to read, big books. Between the ages of 9 and 12, he read, among other things, the novels of Dickens, the plays of Shakespeare, and Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. But the book that changed his life was R.G. Parker's School of Natural Philosophy. This book contained all the scientific facts then known and gave hundreds of experiments that could be done at home. Tom tried every experiment in the book, and soon all his pocket money was going to buy chemicals and scraps of metal and wire in order to perform experiments in his basement lab. When he was 12, in order to earn more money to buy equipment and supplies, he became a newspaper boy on the Port Huron to Detroit passenger train. Every morning on the 3-hour trip to Detroit, he hawked papers to passengers and station personnel along the way, and every evening he did the same on the return trip. He was a very enterprising newsboy and earned a good deal of money, but he really wanted to be doing his experiments. One day he got the idea of setting up a lab in the extra space of the train's baggage car. That way, he figured, he would have a place in which to tinker and run experiments between the station stops and during the daily 6-hour layover in Detroit. He asked permission of the conductor, who granted his request. This worked for about a year before the inevitable happened. The baggage car gave a big lurch, and a bottle of phosphorus fell to the floor and shattered, setting the car on fire. At the very next station, Tom and his lab were unceremoniously thrown off the train. Not to be deterred, Tom immediately reestablished his lab at home. Edison's youthful curiosity, perseverance, and enterprise lasted all his life. He never stopped working. He never let failure dampen his creativity. He never stopped asking why. And out of this combination of curiosity, determination, and hard work came hundreds of inventions, including a voting machine, the stock ticker, talking movies, storage batteries, trolley cars, the electric light, and the phonograph, to name but a few.